Bipartisan bill prohibiting strategic petroleum reserve sales to foreign adversaries. Texas border business, Washington, D.C., U.S. sends Ted Cruz, R. Texas, John Fetterman, D. Penn, and Alyssa Stotkin, D. Mish. Introduced the Banning SPR Oil Exports to Foreign Adversaries Act. The bipartisan bill prohibits the sale or export of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR, to China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, or any entity owned or controlled by those nations. Upon introduction, Sen. Cruz said, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is meant to protect the U.S. during crises, not supply our adversaries. Under President Biden, part of this reserve was sold, benefiting China's strategic interests. There is strong bipartisan consensus around preventing such a sale from being repeated. I'm proud to work with Senator Fetterman and Senator Stotkin on this legislation, which will prevent U.S. oil reserves from being sold to adversarial nations. Senator Fetterman said, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve protects America's energy, economic, and national security. We must prioritize the safety of America and our allies. We cannot allow our adversaries to purchase oil from our critical energy reserves. This is a common sense bill with strong bipartisan support. I'm proud to introduce it with Senator Cruz, Senator Stotkin, and my colleagues in the House. I look forward to getting it signed into law this Congress. Senator Stotkin said, our strategic petroleum reserve is meant to bolster our national security, and it should never be sold to hostile nations like Russia, Iran, or China. This bipartisan bill prevents hostile nations from buying oil from our strategic petroleum reserve. Energy security shouldn't ever be a partisan issue, and I look forward to working with my colleagues to pass this bill and fortify our energy security as a nation. The companion legislation was introduced in the House by U.S. Representative Chrissy Houlihan, D. Penn, minus 6. Representative Houlihan said, when I heard there was a loophole enabling our foreign adversaries to purchase oil from our strategic reserves, I was shocked and outraged. When gas prices rise, releases from the strategic reserve are meant to ease the financial burden for working families, not potentially end up in the hands of those who wish our service members, country, and NATO allies harm. Closing this loophole requires a congressional fix, and I'm proud to partner with Reps. Don Bacon and Jay Obernol T. to do just that. We've seen support for it in the past. It's time to get this bill across the finish line and signed into law. Read the bill text here. Background. Senator Cruz previously led a bipartisan effort to have an amendment similar to the bill included in the FY24 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. The amendment was agreed to by the Senate with overwhelming bipartisan support. The House companion bill, introduced by Representatives Houlihan, DPA, and Don Bacon, RNA, also passed the House unanimously as a part of the FY24 NDAA. The SPR, which was established by Congress in 1975 in response to OPEC's oil embargo against the United States, exists to minimize the impacts of oil supply shocks on the United States. Today, as the world's largest supply of emergency crude oil, it continues to protect and strengthen U.S. national, economic, and energy security. The U.S. Department of Energy manages the SPR and regularly conducts public sales of excess crude oil to the highest bidders through competitive public auction. During both the Biden and Trump administrations, foreign companies with direct ties to our adversaries have won these auctions, giving anti-democratic regimes access to critical energy reserves.